What actually made it on the night was the fact that it was red and blue everywhere, and we had photos of all the old players. I remember, like, Joe Jopling, Alex McGregor. We'd actually hunted out all their old photographs, and we'd stuck them up everywhere and made it look like, you know, it was something that people were coming into, and make them think, well, crikey, they've done a bit of work here. There must be something to this. And maybe when people came in, they didn't know what to expect, and a little bit of scepticism as to what this is all about.
And Carl Prentice knows fans will always owe a debt of gratitude to the founding chairman, Terry Owens.
Fair play to him. And when he came along and said to me, would he be interested, we went to the public meetings and he did a sterling job. And he's got the tag of founder, and deservedly so. Looking back, you know, there were bad memories of the old club dying, and I know John was a creditor, I was a creditor, but it wasn't the money. I mean, the issue was the club had died completely, and once you've lost something and you realise it's gone, where do you go from there? And I love my football, and Terry, fair play, got us together, and here we are now.
I was able to get the key from Phil Stoneman from the Rushmore Borough Council, who supported me and my team through thick and thin while we were trying to resurrect that club. They gave me the key to the door. And it was that day that we reopened that door to the football club offices that it was the bare shell. There was nothing in there. The Football League ballroom table came back to Aldershot Football Club courtesy of John McGinty, who paid for it on that particular day with his own money. Never ever asked for the money back.
It was like sitting in the back of a bus, looking out the back window and thinking, I've been there, but I'm going away from it. In other words, you're climbing back towards the league. But I spent a long time looking out to that back window of that bus. But eventually, it's there. We haven't gone back, which is wonderful.
John McGinty. And Aldershot News and Mail journalist Richard Fleming admits all the sceptics have now been proved wrong about Terry Owens.
Terry was a larger-than-life character. Yeah, we're going to be back in the Football League in 10 years. And that's rubbish. And part of that did filter through in my writing. And to be fair, you know, my popularity with the Aldershot fans was not great because I spoke as I thought. And, you know, I hold my hands up. I was absolutely wrong.
The club's attempt to go down just one division to the conference failed, so in the end they accepted they were starting at the very bottom of the Isthmian League, and they had to go about getting a team. Founding club secretary, Peter Bridgman.
Mark Butler was obviously the main player in the first two or three years, or first 4 years. He was a goal-scoring legend for Aldershot. But we got three players from Farnham in our first season. Steve Stairs, striker, Steve Harris, defender, and Sean May, midfield. And they were the backbone. They were defence, midfield, and forwards. With Mark Butler, good local players like Tony Calvert, Chris Tomlinson, Stuart Udall. Some of the contracts were a fiver a week. And they were truly amateurs getting a little bit of money to play, to train on Tuesdays and play on Tuesdays and Saturdays.